The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Since many have undertaken to compile a narrative of the events that have been fulfilled among us, just as those who were eyewitnesses from the beginning and ministers of the word have handed them down to us, I too have decided, after investigating everything accurately anew, to write it down in an orderly sequence for you, most excellent Theophilus, so that you may realize the certainty of the teachings you have received. Jesus returned to Galilee in the power of the Spirit, and news of him spread throughout the whole region. He taught in their synagogues and was praised by all. He came to Nazareth, where he had grown up, and went according to his custom into the synagogue on the Sabbath day. He stood up to read and was handed a scroll of the prophet Isaiah. He unrolled the scroll and found the passage where it was written, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he has anointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor. He has sent me to proclaim liberty to captives and recovery of sight to the blind, to let the oppressed go free, and to proclaim a year acceptable to the Lord." Rolling up the scroll, he handed it back to the attendant and sat down, and the eyes of all in the synagogue looked intently at him. He said to them, "Today the scripture passage is fulfilled in your hearing." The Gospel of the Lord. Does anyone remember last week's homily? Good morning, everyone. All right, last week's homily, remember, was about the beautiful gift of hope. Hope to keep moving forward. Today, on this third Sunday in Ordinary Time, we also establish and remember this third Sunday in Ordinary Time as the Sunday of the Word of God. Pope Francis, a few years ago, established and declared this third Sunday in Ordinary Time as a Sunday of the Word of God. And so it's an opportunity for all of us to rediscover the importance and the value of Scripture in our lives and to focus our attention on the celebration of the Word of God, to the study of the Word of God, to the reflection of the Word of God, and to take time to pray the Word of God. It is through Scripture that God speaks to us, right? And so we hear today from our readings about the power of the Word of God, the Scripture that consoles us, that continues to strengthen us, and to give us comfort. Remember our first reading this morning? The prophet Nehemiah, Ezra opened the scroll so that all the people might see it. He read plainly from the book of the law of God, interpreting it so that all could understand what was read, huh? And then in our gospel from Luke, we heard, "The Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he has appointed me to bring glad tidings to the poor," right? Glad tidings, the good news, the word of God. And so a few questions for us to reflect on this cold South Pasadena morning, all right? You don't have to raise your hands, just simply listen, kind of an examination of conscience. How many of you take time to read the Bible every day? Don't look at me, it's okay, all right? How many of you check Facebook every single day? More eyes go down. How many of you take time to check social media every single day? How many of you can live without your iPhone? Some of you said no. How many of you have opened your Bible in the past week and taken them off your shelves and wiped the dust off your Bibles? All right? We're going deeper. How many of you allow the Word of God to transform you each time you hear the Word of God, particularly on Sundays? I'll go further. How many of you have read this morning's readings before you came to Mass? All right, you don't have to answer, it's okay. How many of us listen to the homily every Sunday, regardless of who the priest is? How many of us allow Scripture to change us and maybe even to challenge us and to disturb us? And then lastly, how many of us put the Word of God into practice to not only hear the Word of God, but to live out, to put into action the Word of God? There's a beautiful story about Mother Teresa and a Franciscan monk. And the story goes like this. A Franciscan monk in Australia was assigned to be the tour guide for Mother Teresa while she visited New South Wales. And the Franciscan monk was thrilled and excited about the idea of being so close to this great and holy woman. And he dreamed of how much he would learn from her during her visit and everything they would talk about. But during her visit, the Franciscan monk became increasingly frustrated. Although he was constantly near Mother Teresa, the friar never got the opportunity to say even one word to Mother Teresa. And there were always other people, more important people, more dignitaries, who approached to meet this holy woman. And finally, Mother Teresa's tour was over, and she was about to fly to her next destination, Papua New Guinea. And so, in desperation, the Franciscan friar spoke to Mother Teresa and said, "Mother, if I pay my own airfare and my plane ticket to New Guinea, can I sit next to you on the plane so that I can talk to you and learn from you?" And then Mother Teresa, all 4 feet of her, looked at this Franciscan monk and said, "So you have enough money to buy your plane ticket and pay your airfare to New Guinea?" And then with excitement and so eagerly, this Franciscan said, "Of course I do." And then Mother Teresa responded, "Then give that money to the poor. You'll learn more from them than anything I can tell you. You'll learn more from them than anything I can tell you." And so, brothers and sisters, the Word is meant to be lived out. Spend time with the Word of God. Fall in love with the Word of God. Listen attentively to the Word of God. And take time each day to praise Scripture, to truly chew on Scripture, to make Scripture part of your life. And lastly, live the Word of God. Because in the end, your life, your testimony, your actions, and your words may be the only gospel people will ever read.